Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, this is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line. Her name is Tanisha Jacobs.
Tanisha. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Tanisha.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Brandon. Now, I'll be your intake for the hair relaxer lawsuit, and I'll assist in getting your claim through. Now, this is a recorded line. You would like to get a claim to participate, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, have you spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
You never have. Okay, got it. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents against any hair relaxer products whatsoever?
That's correct.
Okay, got it. Now, was it you who was using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
And this was within the last 20 years?
Yes, correct.
Got it. Okay. Now, what were you diagnosed with after using hair relaxer?
Ovarian cancer.
Did you say ovarian cancer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, this would be you who's filing the claim. When were you diagnosed with this ovarian cancer?
It was September of 2023.
September 2023?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So that was very recent. Now, how old were you when you were diagnosed?
26.
26. Okay. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name, if you can remember?
It was Dr. John Hoff.
Doctor, say that again.
John Hoff.
John Hoff?
H-O-F-F. Yes.
H-O-F-F. Got it. Okay. John Hoff. Okay. And what hospital was this at?
St. Luke's.
St. Luke's. And this was located in?
St. Louis, Missouri.
West Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, St. Louis, Missouri. Sorry about that. St. Yes. Louis, Missouri. Okay. Give me one second here. How's your day been so far, by the way? I know you've probably been on the phone for a while here.
No, it's been all right.
That's good to hear. Okay, so I have St. Luke's here in St. Louis, Missouri. And is that on Woods Mill Road?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I have the right address here. Got it. And I do have a phone number for the hospital. Do you know your doctor's phone number? It's okay if you don't.
Give me just one second.
No problem.
Give me one second.
Yeah, you're all good.
It is 314.
314.
617.
617.
3500.
3500. Got it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes, it was the brand Revlon Realistic.
It was Revlon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. And how many times per year would you use your hair relaxers?
It was every 2 months, so about 6 times a year.
About 6 times a year. Okay, got it. And mm-hmm. I apologize if some of these questions are redundant. I do have to double check and verify everything the previous agent went over. Now, you are a resident as well as a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6/19/1997.
1997. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is a random question, but in the past, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you know any other friends, family, or loved ones that were damaged in the same way you were from hair relaxers?
No, sir.
Okay. Got it. Now, do you remember the first year you ever used a hair relaxer product?
Yeah, it was March of 2010.
Did you say 2018?
No, 2010.
Oh, 2010.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And when was the last time you ever used it?
It was in 2023, around September, right before I went to the doctor.
Oh, right before you were diagnosed. So it was originally the symptoms that stopped you, and then you went to the doctor regarding them.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And what state was it in that you used hair relaxer for most of the time?
St. Louis, Missouri.
In Missouri as well. Okay, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And you said you would use it once every 2 months, so it was monthly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was about every 8 weeks.
Every 8 weeks, got it. So about 6 times a year, and you used it for about 13 years, it looks like, according to my math. Okay, got it. And would you do it yourself, or would you go to salons?
So, when I was younger, I would go to the salon,
Yeah.
and as I got older, I would do it myself.
You'd start to do it yourself. And where would you usually buy the product from?
From a local beauty supply.
Okay, got it. So local beauty stores in general. Okay, got it. And salon-wise, you don't have to provide this, by the way, but do you have any salon names that use the products on you?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No problem at all. And you're currently not using any hair relaxer products, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it's okay if you don't have any of these as well, but do you have any empty bottles or receipts?
No, I threw all of that away.
That's okay. Don't need it at all. And you said Revlon was the product, correct? The one you stuck to.
Yes.
Okay. Now this next question, I'm going to say slowly. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, what type of treatment did you receive after you were diagnosed?
It was chemotherapy, I know pain medicine, and radiation.
And radiation as well. Oh, I see. It's a lot to have to go through. How are you doing now?
I'm doing better.
I'm glad to hear that. When you were diagnosed, it was in September. Now, how close following your diagnosis did you start treatments?
Let me see. I know I have these in my phone
Yeah.
because I needed to. Give me one moment. I have my paperwork.
You're all good. I can tell you're
One second.
multitasking a little bit there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to drive too to get to the gas station.
No, it's okay.
Give me a second. It was September 20th of 2023 is the first day.
The first treatment. Okay. And was the treatment done by a different doctor? Or, well, I know for chemo you would have a
No.
team. Was it a team that was working with you?
Yeah, I don't remember all of their names.
That's okay. I'll go ahead and put your diagnosing doctor's name down because they most likely have all that information, correct? Dr. John Hoff. Okay. Got it. Was that your OBGYN, by the way?
No.
No. Okay. Got it. And it was the same hospital.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. All right. Now, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And what's your current marital status?
Single.
Okay. And just to make sure I have your name correct, I have Tanisha as your first name.
Yes.
And how do you spell that?
T like Tom, A N like November, E I S H A.
TaneiSha.
Yes.
Okay. And your last name?
Jacobs, JACOBS.
Got it. And do you have a middle name?
It's Lachey.
Lachey. Okay. How do you spell that?
Lashay.
Got it. Lashay. Okay. Now, what is your social?
497-134578.
4578. Okay, 497-134578. Okay, so now to go over your primary contact information, at least for your primary email, I have tanishajacobs@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
And it's spelled the same exact way as your name, right?
Yes.
Okay, And the primary phone number I have is 314-255-6110.
Correct.
Okay. Is this your mobile?
Yeah.
And how would you prefer to be contacted? Through phone calls, text, or emails?
Be preferred.
You said text would be preferred?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you work in the mornings, or are you usually available in the mornings, afternoons?
So, from 8 to 5.
You're working.
I'm not available. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But my lunches are usually around 1. So if you text or call, it would be preferably around 1 to 1:30 or
okay.
after 5.
Got it. Give me 1 second. Let me mark that off then. Okay. Got that down. Okay. And what is your current address?
It is 12421 Horizon Village Drive.
Horizon Village Drive, St. Louis, Missouri. Got it. And the zip code is 63138?
Correct.
Okay. And what's the apartment number?
Black Golf.
Say that again.
G, like golf.
Oh, it's apartment G. Okay, got it. All right, got it. Now, do you have a copy of your own medical records?
I can get a copy.
Okay. So they're with the hospital at the moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Now, would you like to put down an emergency contact in case we're unable to reach you?
No, I usually always have my phone on me.
You do. Okay, got it. I'll mark that off here. It's not necessary at all, really. Okay, got that down. All right, and that's actually all the questions I had for you here. So give me 1 second. I'm just going to go over all the information and make sure it's correct, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your diagnosing doctor's name was John Hoff. You were diagnosed at the beginning of September in 2023. Oh, by the way, if you need a second to do your thing, just let me know.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem at all. And you used, on average, hair relaxer about 6 times a year. You're a resident as well as a citizen of the United States. Your date of birth is 06-19-1997.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and you started using hair relaxer in 2010, stopped in 2023, so about 13 years there. Mm-hmm. And the product was Revlon.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And that should be all of the important information. Give me 1 second here.
It'll take some.
Okay, we are all set there. So I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents over to your email as well as your text, okay?
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
So when you receive these, go ahead and put me on speakerphone and open them up. You can look through the documents there, and there's yellow boxes where you need to put your signature as well as initials,
mm-hmm.
these smaller ones. It should just be 1 to 2. Other than that, after you sign that, that allows the attorney to give you a call in the next day here. It should be either today
uh-huh.
or tomorrow, most likely tomorrow since we're getting close to the end of the day. And then
okay.
your claim is submitted after you verify everything with them. It should take about 5 minutes
okay.
on the phone with them.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know if you get those documents.
Shut the fuck up. What am I doing? This way. Give me 1 second.
No problem. Take your time.
Thank you.
Yep. Looks like everything went through, actually. Let me just double check these to make sure that you are all good to go. And yes, you are all good to go. Okay, so basically what happens next is you do get the call from the attorney. It should be from an 800 or an 808 number. But when you answer, they'll verify everything we went over. And like I said, your claim would be submitted afterwards. So I'll send you a text with the law firm's information now, as well as my own. So if you ever have any questions, give me a call or text, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. I hope you have a good rest of your day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.